This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Democrats' presidential dreams about the state that gave them nightmares last time, Florida. First, from Florida, an issue of more immediate concern. Rescue and recovery efforts continue after Hurricane Charley, which hit Florida on Friday. The storm killed at least 16 people and left thousands homeless. Even in the path of the storm, of course, most Floridians survived and their homes are still standing, barely in some cases. But life is far from normal. Here is Day to Day's Eric Weiner.
People move to Florida for all kinds of reasons, to retire, to start over, or in the case of this couple from New Jersey, to pursue a lifelong dream, crazy as it may sound, of opening a yarn store in subtropical Florida.
My name is Connie Shanahan.
And my name is Jim Shanahan. This is Knitwit Yarns. She's the knit and I'm the wit.
Connie rolls her eyes. She's heard that joke before. The Shanahans also have the habit of completing each other's sentences, the way people do when they've been married a long, long time. 4 years ago, Jim Shanahan retired as an insurance agent for Allstate and the couple moved to Florida, fully aware that along with the sunshine comes the threat of hurricanes. And so the Knitwit Yarn Shop was born smack in the middle of downtown Punta Gorda.
Well, no, we just opened up a new business in May. Dressed it to the nines and high-quality yarns in here. $80,000 to $100,000 project. And there's only one room intact.
No, it did not.
The rest of the shop looks like, well, like a hurricane hit. The windows have been blown out. The ceiling has peeled away, exposing wiring and sheet metal. Their home down the road is not in much better shape. Hurricane Charley was not expected to hit Punta Gorda, so the Shanahans never evacuated. Instead, they rode out the storm in their house, and they say it was a very rough ride.
There were times where, when that storm was coming through here at 140 miles an hour, that I was praying. And I saw my boat flip over, and I said, you know, if I could tell anybody in the future, don't ride out a hurricane in your own home. Get out of town.
I never want to look into the eye of a hurricane
we
again. It's an eerie feeling to have that darkness and then that light for that long extended period of time where you think you could go out and play. And then the storm again. That's something I never want to see again.
Like many residents of Punta Gorda, the Shanahans are bewildered by the randomness of the destruction. Why was one house leveled and another just next door hardly damaged at all? Why did all the windows in their shop shatter, yet a mirror survives without a scratch? Connie Shanahan is particularly mystified by the way Hurricane Charley flung the yarn around her shop, almost like a mischievous child.
This yarn was in the front, and this yarn down here was in the other room. This was around the corner on the far. How does this happen? This yarn had a field day. I mean, it's outside. It's across the street. I mean, this Eric Charley just picked it up and put it wherever he felt like it.
People sometimes read things into this. If they're religious people, for instance, one conclusion might be, God didn't want me to open a yard business. Maybe I should have opened a restaurant.
I've heard that in the last 3 days. You said that this morning.
I said, you know, maybe it wasn't meant to be is what I said. I didn't.
No, you used the word God, and you said that
God didn't want me to have it. So, but if we all thought that way, it's the wrong way to think. What's here is here. What is.
The Shanahans concede their Zen-like attitude is partly thanks to their insurance policy, which will cover 80, maybe 90% of their losses. That peace of mind allows them to focus on more pressing problems.
I'll give you an example. We're trying to figure out how to flush the toilets. And then I woke up this morning and it dawned on me that I got a swimming pool out there full of chlorine, which is fine. And I said, just take buckets of that and pour it in a tank and flush the toilets, you know. And then we hooked up a gas grill and we had coffee this morning on the lanai. And hey, guess what? Life is good.
Now, finally, I don't mean to alarm you, but the latest reports are that there's another tropical storm brewing.
We're
heading this way.
Don't look for us here when you come back. If it comes through here, just don't look for us.
When that turns into the Gulf of Mexico, we're out of here.
For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.
Is that our chair?
I think it's our chair. Like, I think it's to the red chair that's down in... Oh, my goodness.
That ripped that leg right off of there.